Now, this week, there were statements made on LGBTQ plus rights in the Dáil and the current situation in regards to protecting people of that orientation or those various different orientations in terms of where things stood. It took place on Tuesday, and following a contribution made by Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray, the Minister in question, Roderick O'Gorman, Minister for Integration and Equality, stood up and called on Deputy Healy Ray to consider and reflect on what he had said in the Dáil, and also to amend the Dáil record in relation to a linking of issues to do with trans rights, LGBTQ rights and paedophile advocacy. Have a listen. This is, first of all, you'd hear a portion of Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray's contribution on statements, and then you'll hear the response from Minister Roderick Gorman.
First of all, I want to say that I respect everyone's sexual orientation, whatever it be, whatever orientation that is, and equal treatment for all has to be respected. However, I'm as many others are very concerned about what's happening to minors and transition, early transitioning of minors, the shift in focus at Pride events, the influence of transgender movement on minors and potential connections to paedophilia advocacy, and the lack of scientific evidence for medical interventions. The denial of biological reality and the role of political, academic and corporate elites, the impact on women's sports, censorship of opposing views and the inclusion of gender-related topics in primary school curriculum. It also highlights the emphasis on support, love and psychological treatment for children and the fear of being labelled as bigots.
Minister O'Brien is going to conclude, and he's just allowed me 1 minute because we've had a very good and a very productive debate here today, but I couldn't remain silent in terms of one remark that was just made, and within 20 seconds of his speech beginning, Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray explicitly linked LGBT plus and paedophilia. Now, I didn't agree with anything that Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray said or Deputy Michael Healy Ray said, but you can have difference in this debate, we often do, but to explicitly link LGBTI plus people with paedophilia is not only wrong, it is deeply dangerous, and it creates an enabling atmosphere for the hatred and for the violence that many deputies across this chamber have spoken about today to continue. So I would ask, without seeking to be accused of silencing anyone, but I would ask Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray to reflect on what he said and consider whether he would like to amend the record on that particular issue.
Yeah, that's Minister Roderick O'Gorman interjecting there at the end of the period of statements before his fellow and junior minister Joe O'Brien got to his feet to wrap up that period of statements in the Dáil in relation to LGBTQ plus rights. Deputy Dáinne Healy Ray is with me on the line. Deputy Healy Ray, good morning to you. Can I get you, I suppose, first of all, to respond to Minister O'Gorman's call for you to reflect on your comments and amend the Dáil record?
Good morning, Jory, and good morning to all your listeners out there. And yes, Jory, maybe on reflection that some of my wording. First of all, I have to say, Jory, I would have liked that you would have read the rest of my statement, because there was a lot more in it, and the bigger issues that need to be dealt with. There was a lot more that I spoke about that needs to be addressed by government and by ministers and by a lot more people, and the discussion needs to be had. But yes, maybe the choice of words that I used for a little bit of it there were not the best, but I did use the word potential connections, and where I got this was not in Ireland. It was nothing that has happened in Ireland, but it was reported and written about in the UK and the USA. And maybe on reflecting that, that I have no problem in taking out those few words.
So were you wrong to say it? Were you wrong to link? Let's say that as you said, the transgender movement in terms of transgender rights to potential connections to paedophilia advocacy.
Yeah, yes, Johnny. Look, I have no proof of that. It was written about in other countries. And because it was other countries and it was written about and not proven, I will withdraw that.
And you'll amend it all record.
That bit of it. But the most thing that I have to say, and that's out there, and giving children, giving parents and teachers an awful lot of concern is, I know that in this world, look, Jerry, that when a child is born, when a baby is born, and I'm lucky enough to have had another grandchild in the last week, my son Patty and his wife him have a lovely little girl. But there's one thing sure, and I wish him very well for the future. Of course I do. But there's one thing sure in this life and in this world, and nothing will ever change me from that, Jerry, is that when a baby is born, it is either a girl or a boy. There's nothing in between. Now, if there's changes in people's heads after that, or in their minds, or whatever, that's a different story. And whatever choice people make, and I said that at the start, that I respect everyone's view, or whatever they want to do. But there's an awful lot of families. There's a lot of families have problems in regard to this about you know what their child wants to be, and they need to get help with that, and from the likes of Roderick O'Gorman and Joe O'Brien and the government, they need help. I mean, we're told now that teachers are maybe not encouraged to address a boy as a boy or a girl as a girl.
Yeah. Well, you made that point. You have an objection to that, and you have concerns about it, about what you call early transitioning. And that's the focus of the current debate, which is at the moment in terms of our curriculum, both at second level and soon to come at primary level, how relationships and sex education will be taught to our children. And that's your major concern there. Can I just bring you back?
Can I just add one
you can
thing there,
yeah
sorry.
okay
this thing about having same-sex toilets, I don't think that's helpful at that stage, because there are boys that want to be boys, and there are girls that want to be girls, and that will always be, and there will be the few then that have a doubt. But we must ensure that you know, if boys and girls are going to have to go into the one toilet, and people do have to go to the toilet, maybe it's the vulnerable child then will get bullied or harassed or whatever, and maybe that they feel that the last can actually go into the toilet when they really need to go. So I think that's not helpful, and there has been no discussion about this that I know about, and I don't miss many minutes out of the chamber since I went up there, but there has been no discussion about this that ordained that's what we should have.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there feel strongly about this.
Yeah,
and
undoubtedly.
And
it's a hot topic.
I will never change about that.
Yeah, I understand it's a hot topic. But let me bring back to why did you put that statement in to your statement about linking, because the reason I'm asking, you mentioned the UK and the US. In the United States in particular at the moment, far-right organisations and anti-LGBTQ organisations have been pushing this, both politicians through legislation and others. They've been reviving a long-since debunked myth that somehow if you're LGBTQ or you're trans-supportive, that you're somehow in favour of sexualising minors, or perhaps maybe grooming minors and going down the road to supporting in some way paedophilia. That's reared its head in America recently on the far right.
Well,
were you repeating those ill-advisedly?
I was not, sorry, but I've already said to you that my choice of words there in that weren't, we'll say, on reflection, the best. But I did use the word potential, and I have no problem about about taking out those few ones. Mm. I have no problem with that because I can't prove anything like that. And I have to say, whether it is LGBT or lesbians or homosexuals, I don't look at people singularly like that. I treat everyone the same. I vote for all sections and I have the same respect and regard for each.
And you made that point clear at the start. Yeah, you fully respect everyone's right to choice and to be free, and I understand that. But you can understand how upset people would be of those persuasions when they read back or watch back that speech and that word paedophilia, that phrase paedophilia advocacy in there as your concerns. They'd be very upset with it.
I can understand that and I appreciate that. And Jory, I went up to Dublin last week not to upset or hurt anyone. That's not what I set out to do. Only rather to help them, and that's what I want to use my time up there doing. And yes, I have said to my choice of words won the best in that regard, and I have no problem withdrawing them.
Okay.
But that does not take from the bigger issues that are out there where parents are very troubled, where children are troubled, where teachers are troubled. And they need more help and guidance from the ministers, from the government. And I say, Ginjore, it will not sort the thing out by just putting in a unisex toilet in the school. There's a lot more involved than that, Jory.
Yeah, and you'd like to see more debate in the Dáil in relation to the new curriculums that are coming in at second level and soon to come or be worked out and come in at primary level.
Yeah, sure I would. I mean, I don't think that is right that someone can't address a girl as a girl and a boy as a boy. And look, if that child or person or their parent comes forward and says don't do that anymore, I respect that wish as well. Mm. But it can't be right that a parent would have a little boy or a little girl there and they ask, what am I? And that you can't tell them. Mm. I mean, because they're little friends, invariably, a lot of them anyway, the most of them, I would think, would say, well, I'm a boy. My father told me so. I'm a girl. And I think that there can't be anything wrong with that. Mm. And we have to continue that. Nature is nature, and whatever we've set out in life to do, we can't change nature. Now, I suppose where a lot of the problem has arisen is with the smartphones and the access to the whole world by children, maybe as young as 19 or 11 years of age. And I suppose young people need help and support, but so do the parents and the teachers. Mm. But where I feel is arising from people wherever they are, for families wherever they are, is the access that they have to the whole world with the smartphone and with the internet. And I'm not good on those phones, Jory. I use the old phone that I have for the very most of the time to ring people and to take calls. But the youngsters are able to get in.
Would it be important then, Danny, that they do get a full and grounded education, that they get the facts, I suppose, from teachers? So they're prepared to deal with the misinformation that they'll get online from some sources about ideas of sex and sex education.
What I'm worried, Jory, about is taking away the innocence of youth, of being a child, from children of 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age. God, you get great notes and quotes from those children, and I worry about trying to make adults out of them
too early.
I have a concern about that, because we all love children, Jody. There's no one has a monopoly in that. We all love every child and we want the best for them, and they're our future. And life has changed so much for families from when me and you went to school or were brought up by our parents. If there was some old thing on the television that maybe one was for someone older than us, someone walked in and and said turn up that whole thing, like, but we don't know what they're seeing or picking up on these smartphones, yeah. And that's a big concern for parents and like I said, teachers, and more especially for how it impacts on the child
and the children. And final brief point, Danny. You mentioned you don't support the idea of early transitioning. Do you support the idea of the right of someone to transition if they're an adult and they choose that road for themselves?
Of course I do, Jerry. But what I worry about is that someone makes a decision and after a period of time, maybe when they're in their mid-20s or something, and they decide, look, maybe this wasn't the right
thing. Wasn't the right thing for me.
And maybe they can't, maybe it's too difficult for them to go back. There's an awful lot, Jerry, and like if people decide and they're an age that they can make up their own mind and that they're responsible, who am I to dictate to anyone or to say to anyone that they can't or shouldn't do that? Certainly I won't, and rather I'd like to support them in whatever direction they go.
Okay, all right, Danny. Listen, thanks very much for talking to us and clearing that one up for us on the programme this morning. That's Deputy Danny Hillary. Final brief point, Danny, just on a separate issue. What do you make of Ryan Tuberty and the secret payments in RTE? Would you want answers in the Dáil over it?
Well, I suppose when we're relying on Radio Kerry here and we're very dependent on Annie and we appreciate you very much. But I feel that the playing field needs to be levelled out, because we have RTE on the one hand looking for more funding, and on the other end, with Catherine Martin a couple of weeks ago saying that she should go after people that had a television to pay up their licence. We're wondering now what is far, how much other people have been paid sums of money, or is there any accountability at all? I will be asking for accountability. I have no personal gripe
Ryan Tuberty.
He was a very capable, able man on the programs that he conducted. But we Donnie, person like me and you, we want answers, and we want a level playing field, especially for our local broadcasters. And we see now that there's a different game for RTE and
the
show that they run.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me in the programme. Deputy Danny Healy-Ray was on the line there. If you have a view on what he had to say in relation to that, we want to hear from you on the programme.